Welcome to the K-Fash Quotes podcast. And on this podcast, we talk about the importance of social, emotional and spiritual health. I'm your host, Koi, and today I'm here with Erin. And on today's episode, we are going to continue on the topic of idolatry. Today, we're going to be discussing what does it mean to idolize your church community? Or in other words, what does it mean when you put your church community above God? So the definition of idolatry we're going to be going on is by Tim J. Keller, and I'm going to read it out. An idol is whatever you look at and say in your hearts of hearts, if I have that, then I'll feel my life has meaning, then I'll know I have value, then I'll feel significant and secure. So based on this definition, Erin, what do you think it means to idolize your church community?
Yeah, that was like a serious definition, but I appreciate it. I would say, like, from my experience and I guess my understanding, I think sometimes placing like a lot more value in like social status within like the church community. So, oh, you know, this person dresses well, well, I'm going to be their friend, or this person, you know, tithes this much, so I'm going to be their friend, that kind of thing, as opposed to like actually thinking about the reason why you're in church in the first place, which is to establish a relationship with our Creator. So I would say that for me is like one of the main things, and it's something that I've actually seen. So unless there's a, like, yeah, I guess a different perspective or a different definition, but yeah, to me that's how I see it. Just like prioritizing like fleshly social relationships, as opposed to like maintaining a relationship with God.
I never even thought of that, like we go to church because of the social status, like the people around you and what that kind of quote unquote gives to you, or how that makes you feel. So why do you think that is?
I think, yeah, there's like a disconnection between, you know, why we're in church, because actually I think sometimes if you know why, like if I go to the dentist and I know that my teeth is for my teeth, it's for the benefit of my teeth. If I'm going to the gynecologist, then I know it's to look after, you know, my parts as like a woman. But I think sometimes people misunderstand what church is for.
I think what you like basically hinted on saying like the reason you're going to church, I think that's the most important thing, because it's like it comes down to what are your intentions of going to church.
Yeah, exactly.
And even on this topic of idolizing your church community, the second question that came to mind is, does using secular practicism such as going to therapy mean you lack faith?
Nope, not to me, at least. I think our mental and spiritual like well-being are intertwined but also separate in a way that, you know, someone could have a good relationship with God and just be depressed, the same way that someone can have a good relationship with God and be going through something physical, whether it's illness or being homeless or whatever the case might be. So someone can, you know, it can be an eating disorder, it can be social anxiety, but have like a good relationship with God. So that's why I say that the two are like separate in that sense. In terms of, and I wouldn't even call it secular practice, because what's a secular practice? Honestly, what is a secular practice? Going to a therapist is a secular practice. Okay, then going to the doctor is a secular practice. Because ideally, if we go on that basis, then okay, if I'm unwell, let's say if I suffer from endometriosis or I have cancer, yeah, then anyways, I can just pray and God will like make it better. But if you told that to anyone, even any like Christian, okay, don't take any medicine, don't do this, don't go to the dentist, don't go to the gynecologist, don't have that surgery, then not many of them would listen. So actually, it's not secular. It's more so, you know, God has like given intelligence and wisdom to mankind in order to be able to also heal his people. So I strongly believe in that prayer. I strongly believe in like believing before obtaining something, you know, from God. But then I wouldn't say that, oh, okay, because of that, then, you know, if I get into a car accident, I'm just going to pray for God to like heal me. No, actually, I'm going to try and call the ambulance. I don't think it's like should be looked down upon.
Yeah, 100%. No, I definitely agree with what you said, but like from when you were speaking, what was coming to mind, it seems like when you use such extreme cases, for example, a car crash, you use cancer, people like see obviously that you shouldn't be like, oh, you shouldn't go to the doctor or something. But when it comes to mental health, what I've realized, it seems like there's a divide that, oh, for physical health, it's okay. But things like mental health, sometimes people are like, they don't necessarily agree, or using these practices means you lack faith. But I like what you said, God gives people intelligence, like wisdom, knowledge and understanding, so to be able to provide these solutions to help people. So I really like how you made that point.
Yeah, I think, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised, and you know, I could be completely wrong, but I feel like it's a generational thing, because you see now lots of like Christian youth that are in you know, that see therapists, that speak to therapists. But then if I think of like my parents, the idea of like, you know, speaking to a therapist is like, why? Like, you don't need to, just pray about it. And it's like, yeah, this is why certain things have like happened and you haven't been able to reconcile with it, because the thought of like reaching out to seek professional help to you was completely foreign, or like, oh, actually, that's not something that we do around here, so we're not going to do it, therefore I don't want you to do it. But yeah, there's so many people who like see therapists and things like that. I like personally studied, you know, psychology, and you know, if I thought it was so bad, then as a Christian, I'd be like, oh no, maybe I shouldn't go in this profession, but I'm definitely going into that profession. So
yeah,
who gonna check me?
Yeah, and I think from studying psychology, it is even interesting how some biblical principles were related to psychology. You know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Like, to me, that just screams CBT therapy. So I definitely think they go hand in hand. I agree with you there. But one thing that I was going to say on what you said before is, you know how you said it's generational? Do you think some things are cultural as well? Like, you know, when in some like black households, when people are like, oh, what happens in this house stays in this house, and certain like terminologies like that. So do you think some of them could be cultural thoughts as well as generational?
Yeah, I think the two like go hand in hand, because if you think like, you know, culture is, I think it's very much tied in with like generations. So in the sense that, so for example, if I was to, you know, think back or reflect on like certain things that happen within my culture, it may have like diminished because our generations are like completely different, so to us it's not that deep. So I don't know if, for example, you're African, so I'm sure you're familiar with that, but you know, eating or greeting someone with your left hand in certain cultures is like completely outrageous. And me, for example, as a left-handed person, I don't care about those things. Like, I will eat with my left hand. You know, if I saw a child, like, I would eat my left hand. But, you know, when I was growing up, like, you know, I used to get, like, told off a lot. Like, oh, yeah, don't shake this person's hand. Or, you know, why are you eating with your left hand? Why are you kicking with your left hand? And stuff like that. So I think it's, like, but you see how this is, like, culture. But in terms of, like, generations, I don't care about it. But then to my parents, it was a big deal. So that's what I mean by, like, the two are kind of, like, intertwined.
Yeah. Think you can't like separate the culture and the generation and like the society, like everything is just all interlinked. But then it's kind of like health as well, like you can't really separate the physical from the social, from the emotional. Well, this is what I think anyway, how each one affects another one, like physical health affects social health, affects emotional health. I think it should be like a more holistic perspective to think of it, rather than trying to isolate them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's the main thing. We'll have to like reflect and think about, like, actually, is what I'm doing edifying like my brothers and sisters, or am I doing it for my own selfish gain, or so I feel good about myself? And I, you know, I don't want this to sound like accusatory or anything like this. That's why when I was speaking, I said we, like, we have to do better. So then I even also have to like reflect as well. You know. So yeah,
I definitely think it's a journey for everyone. Like, no one has reached perfection. It's just something that we're all striving to achieve. And like, sometimes I think when it comes to idolatry, you do things without realizing, like, you might do a certain things and not realize that it's actually idolizing or So yeah. It's when you actually look back, take a step back and reflect that you realize, oh, like, this can actually be classified as idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, I think when it comes to idolatry, the reason why it's not good for us is because it affects our hearts so much.
Yeah.
Having a pure heart is always the easiest way to, like, move forward in life, because out of the abundance of heart, your heart, like, life flows. Mm-hmm. So all these topics on idolatry, I think the main reason why it's a hindrance for yourself is because it affects your heart posture.
Yeah.
And once your heart is affected, yeah, everything else can just slip into it and affect it.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I completely agree. And I think there's a verse in Proverbs 4, verse 23 that says that above all else, like, you have to, I'm paraphrasing, by the way, but you have to protect, like, your heart, because everything flows from it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, it's true. And Proverbs is the book of wisdom. So, yeah, that's it for today. So thank you guys for listening to this episode. And if you have any questions, feel free to DM me on Instagram at @kfashquotes. So thank you guys, and bye.
Thank you. Bye.